Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back for our second great big hour of our Wednesday show here on Catholic Answers Live. The modern world, I think you will agree, is very hard on families. Maybe never in history have so many families stopped functioning or broken apart or just simply endured the daily struggles to find meaning and happiness. The church has repeatedly taught that the family is the basic cell of society. The body of society cannot be healthy if its cells are breaking down. And the church that Christ founded has something to offer families in these difficult times beyond blaming mothers and fathers or pointing again and again to the failures of cultural leaders and media companies and politicians. The church has within itself the spiritual tools to help families thrive. And so that's our topic this hour, spiritual resources for heroic families. If you have questions about tapping into the fullness of the Christian faith for the good of your family, give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour is Dr. Peter Howard. Dr. Howard is the founder of Heroic Families, which you can find at heroicfamilies.com. He earned a doctorate in sacred theology from the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, also called the Angelicum. His theology expertise lies predominantly in Mariology and the teachings of the venerable Fulton J. Sheen. And his theological, and he's written a book actually on that theological theme, The Woman, The Mystery of Mary as Mediatrix in the Teaching of Fulton J. Sheen. He has a brand new podcast, 360 Degree Living, Holy, Healthy, and Free. Welcome, Dr. Howard. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Si. It's great to be with you.
Give me an idea what you have this website, heroicfamilies.com. What do you mean by a heroic family? What is that?
Well, it was either heroic families or mediocre families. It was kind of
a toss-up.
There really isn't a place in between there. And I think mediocrefamilies.com was probably taken. Heroic families simply is tying into the heart of our baptism, because we're all called to be saints. And although we're familiar with that, sometimes we forget that a saint is somebody who exhibits heroic virtue, but we're all called to it. And, you know, sometimes we fall into a false humility of, well, you know, I'll just be happy if I make it to purgatory. Well, I'm not going to be happy in purgatory, even though you're guaranteed heaven. You know, I'd rather lead my family now and do what we can. So it really ties into, I think, something that John Paul II said. He said, it's time for the ordinary to become heroic and for the heroic to become ordinary. And I think that's what we're trying to do, is tapping into the ordinary world of families and drawing from our own experiences, especially from brokenness and struggles and hardships, that we're able to then help lead families, you know, aim to the heights.
And aim for the heights in terms of our spiritual lives, in terms of the whole ball of wax. What are we talking about?
Yeah, the whole ball of wax. We're made body, mind, and spirit. And so, God wants us to excel in everything. And so that was the development of what I call now being a 360 Catholic, is that we're not just spirits like angels, and we're not just animals with a body. You know, we have an intellect, we have a body and a spirit, and God wants to see our whole being come alive. And so how do we do that? And what does the church have to offer us? And is it that hard to access?
And in your own life or in your own experience, especially as someone who studied the Virgin Mary as a theological topic, what's her role in helping us as families?
Well, the Holy Family started with an invitation to her to become its mother. And I think if God is going to dream from all eternity of the one being that was going to really mother his family, well, then our journey to become heroic families, our journey to being an integrated Catholic, body, mind, and spirit, it also begins with Mary. You know, the whole mystery of the Incarnation begins with Mary. And the church is the extension of that mystery of the incarnation. And so we basically are, you could say, we're replicating or duplicating what the life of Jesus and the wisdom of Jesus was. And so and that's what the family is. And because the family is the domestic church. So it's sort of like a almost like a syllogism. If A equals B and B equals C, then, you know, we do exactly what Jesus did. And yeah, we choose Mary because she literally, you know, she molded, she formed Jesus throughout his life. And she's going to do the same with us. And I would say nothing less. You know, she only molds us into Christ, nothing else.
888-318-7884 is our number. Dr. Peter Howard is our guest. Our topic, spiritual resources for heroic family life. These are times that call for heroism. It's not easy to parent in the modern world. And I wonder if you have the same sense that things I know that a lot of people say, well, nothing's changed that much. But really, like, parenting through this you know, an age of virtual reality and constant connectedness and all these other things, is the delights for the eyes and the ears of a child, the possibility that seems almost unique to our age to completely avoid anything like an interior life ever at any moment. You can always have some noise distracting you, or as a matter of fact, you probably kind of have to. Like, if you want to go shopping, they're playing music there in the background. Like, it's, yeah. So there's just it's a different era to try to parent people, little tiny people, to grow them up, as you said, to become the image of Jesus.
Yeah. So I think you're really hitting on something important, because I think it's the elephant in probably most families' family rooms, because it is a big issue. Where everything in our modern culture is wired or wireless, and you're still like kind of engaged into like a matrix.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, no matter how hard you try to shelter and protect your kids from some of these things, they're going to be exposed to it, and it's very alluring. And so, you know, and not only that, there's this whole, you could say, you know, virtual fake. Oh, I don't want to say fake, but it's a virtual world. But it literally does detach children and even parents from reality. Like, friendship, what does friendship mean? But I've got, you know, 2,000 Facebook friends, but yet I remember something Fulton Sheen said, and this is before all of this, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. He says, never in the history of mankind has the world been so connected with technology, and yet never in history has mankind been so isolated and alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what our kids and our families are experiencing is, you know, what does it mean to have a real friendship, real conversation? Like you're saying, prayer. You know, we have to have about 5 minutes where I just shut everything down. I say, okay, we're going to pray the rosary. And it's literally unplug our family in order to be, so that we can do it.
Yeah, I pray the rosary but via the internet. I stay plugged. Not, that's not really true, but you can. Actually, there's some really good rosaries on the internet.
Hey, we've got a great one. We just created one ourselves.
Oh, that's right.
To help families.
Your family did one, right? Yeah, tell me. Well, go ahead. Since you mentioned it, tell me about that. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sure. It's I have to credit my wife. This was something she wanted to do for a while. And it was something that tied into her childhood. Her parents came back to the church in the Byzantine Rite. And so she had a lot of Byzantine influences. So one of the things that they did that her mother taught them was singing or chanting the rosary with a very simple Byzantine chant tone, I guess you can say. Anyway, she introduced that into our family, and after a lot of resistance from me, you know, so I'm very Roman, and I was like, I don't know about all this. But over time, I saw how beautiful it was. My children got into it. Now they chant it with different voices. It's like polyphony. And I have a 2-year-old now who's even chanting it, and it's become the one unifying way for our family to actually pray the rosary. So we figured, hey, why not produce this for other families? Maybe they'll benefit from it as well. So we have a family rosary chanted CD.
Heroicfamilies.com is Dr. Peter Howard's website. Dr. Howard is the author of The Woman, The Mystery of Mary as Mediatrix in the Teaching of Fulton J. Sheen. He has this brand new podcast, 360. Now, I said 360 degree living, or is it just 360 living? or 360 living?
I say 360 living. It's based off of 360 degrees.
I shouldn't have said the degrees, though. Yeah,
well,
okay.
No, I got you. No, actually, you shouldn't have, Si. Now you've misdirected everybody. They're all searching for it.
I know.
And somebody else is going to have that, maybe some new age site.
Right. I'm probably out of a job now. Thanks
a
lot.
Not my fault. 360 living.
Right. So, well, your vocation in life in many ways is to help people to access these spiritual resources that the church has, and to access also the resources for living not just holy lives, but healthy lives and lives of freedom. I want to get to the healthy and freedom part when we come back. Spiritual resources for heroic families this hour on Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-31-TRUTH. If you prefer that version, we'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live. The only thing missing from today's broadcast is you. Call now with your question.
Atheists sometimes attack religion by saying it's a crutch for the weak-minded. They'll say religion is for those who can't think for themselves. Does this objection justify atheism? The answer is no, and here are some reasons why. First, the objection is not an argument against theism. It's merely an assertion. Someone's use of religion as a crutch says nothing whether or not God exists. Second, what's wrong with using a crutch if one is deficient? If you break your leg, using a crutch is actually the smart thing to do. As fallen human beings, our intellects are weakened. Consequently, it's not unreasonable to acknowledge we need help from God in our journey back to Him. So, a believer's appeal to religion for direction in life is not a sign of intellectual weakness. It's actually the intelligent thing to do. That is, if the religion is true. I'm Carlo Broussard with a ready reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Tim Staples here. Since May is the month of Mary and Mother's Day, I'm offering a great opportunity for you to help yourself, your family, and your friends to get to know our Blessed Mother more deeply than ever before. And to help make that happen, we're offering my book, Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines for only $9.95. Folks, that's over 45% off the regular price. From her Immaculate Conception to the Annunciation, from her title as Mother of God to her perpetual virginity, from her assumption into heaven to her role as co-redemptrix, I'll give you all the facts and back them up with solid biblical evidence in a way that's easy to read, remember, and understand. Make this May the month you, your friends, and your family grow closer to the Mother of the Church, our Mother Mary. To get your copies of Behold Your Mother, call 1-888-291-8000 or log on to the shop at Catholic.com.
Catholic Answers is a media ministry that serves Christ by explaining and defending the Catholic faith. We help Catholics grow in their faith, we bring former Catholics home, and we lead non-Catholics into the fullness of the truth. Our goal is to be the most trusted and accessible source for sharing, explaining, and defending the Catholic faith through as many media as possible, from personal contact to the most innovative means of mass communication. Have questions? We've got answers. Catholic Answers. Visit us today at Catholic.com or call us with your questions at 619-387-7200.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our number is 888-318-7884. This hour, we discuss spiritual resources for heroic family life. And it does require some heroism to live the fullness of family life in a world that is often set against it, often sets its face against what's good for families. Parents have to overcome all kinds of obstacles to the health and the holiness of their own children. Even the freedom of children is restricted in many ways in our world because of our various fears and upsets and the amount of disorder that our society has decided to breed over the course of the last couple generations. So we're talking with Dr. Peter Howard this hour. He's the founder of Heroic Families. You can find it at heroicfamilies.com, about what are the resources that Catholic families, Christian family, anybody can tap into the resources, the spiritual resources of the church It's for the good of their family. Dr. Howard, so it's wonderful when families are holy. It's necessary for families to live at least some degree of holiness. But as Catholics, like, as you said, we are always kind of the both and kind of Christians, Catholics. Like, well, yeah, but spiritual holiness is not enough. You need that and the health of the family and the freedom of the family. Can you say something about that?
Sure. Well, this is a huge factor, I think, of what actually inspired us to launch the Heroic Families Ministry. And I'm a theologian, and so I'm always teaching theology and Mariology. But what's interesting is that it was actually the health dimension of things for my own family, my own personal health, that God used to open doors for my own marriage and my family, because I struggled with a lot of things growing up, with allergies and asthma and things. And if I wasn't taking care of myself really well, it drastically affected my teaching, my thinking, my praying. And so that launched us into a whole other world. And in pursuit of that, we actually got introduced into, being in Colorado, there's a lot of families that do it. But just as far as it was a whole new lifestyle. And it dawned on me that this is the mystery of the incarnation. It's everything together.
Yeah.
And Catholics, I found, really shy away from that because if it's too much of the body, then we're just too fleshy. Or if it's too much about freedom and kind of living on your own or being an entrepreneur, it's like, well, we can't be too successful because God wants us to be poor. Or it's just became a little bit disoriented. We said, how can we bring this picture together? Because for my family, when I have time freedom for them, then, that transforms my family. When I'm healthier, well, I'm being responsible. I really don't want to be dead when I'm 50 because heart disease runs in my family. Mm-hmm. I need to take care of that for my children's sake. So we began to see how this whole picture came together. And health, as you know, Si, is a huge epidemic in our country, more so in our country than in many other Western countries, whether it be obesity or just the addiction to pharmaceutical drugs. It really is out of control. So this is a very important message of our way of actually evangelizing families.
And you can't just turn a big giant society like American culture or Western culture all at once. But you can turn families bit by bit, and it's from families that culture is born and culture is renewed. What do you say, though, to the parent who says, listen, Peter, I cannot have one more thing on my plate. I am overwhelmed. I cannot. If you're going to ask me to avoid fast food or something, if you're going to, I've got too much already. Why are you laying more on my plate?
Honestly, Sly, it's a matter of what are you putting on your plate? They have a plate that they don't like and it's bothering them. So why don't you just simply take something off and then replace it with the right thing? I think it's that simple. It's not a matter of, I have to add more things. Well, that's what the kind of the artificial world has done for people. They get a prescription for something and then they take prescriptions for side effects of the side effects of the side effects. I'm like, well, why not we just do something to actually build up our body on just exercise, how we eat, and then also there, reliable supplementation. My family uses essential oils. It's like helping people to see it's actually a lot easier when we do things in the order that God actually gave these things to us. We discovered that. I mean, we speak first and foremost from example. I know I am not an easy sell on anything. And when my wife said, hey, try it, I said, look, I've just spent thousands of dollars on a bunch of this stuff and nothing's working. Try it. I did. And it literally transformed my clarity of thought, my prayer, just my relationship with my kids. I had a lot more energy.
What do you say to the person who just doesn't think that Jesus cares that much about their physical health? I mean, I do think we get that kind of ingrained that it's almost like the spiritual life is the enemy of physical well-being.
Well, then the word wouldn't become flesh, I think, first and foremost. It's the whole theology of the body of John Paul II. It's like sexuality. We're taught,
sex is holy, and it actually is God's.
Sex is holy. For people who struggle with that.
No, go ahead. There was just a little technical problem for a minute, okay. But go ahead. You can finish your thought.
Okay. For those who say that, I think it's important for them to realize that we all have a mission as well. We have a responsibility to our families. We also have a responsibility to do exactly what Jesus said on Pentecost, go out to all the world. It's really hard to do that when you're physically unable to do that. It's one thing if a cross comes our way that we can't control, but we have a lot of things in our control that actually is what God wants us to do. It's the whole parable of the talents. He gives you two, come back with four. He gives you health, he gives you a body, keep it holy. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. And so when we see the whole, you know, this 360 vision of that, this whole integrated vision, then it absolutely makes sense. And not only that, we experience it. We experience it in our life. Tell me someone who doesn't feel great after, you know, after good exercise or, you know, just eating healthy. The transition's hard, but after that, it's a whole lifestyle that, gosh, you're glad you did it. And you're more, you can say, you're more available to put your creative talents to use for the new evangelization.
Do you have a sense that I imagine some people have the idea, I think actually a lot of us suffer from the idea that we're not that important to God, that I could say, God, help me with my weight or help me with my eating or my exercise. God, because, you know, he's got starving children that he's got to take care of. He doesn't have, I mean, why am I going to bother him with that? And besides, I'm not that good a person. Maybe I should become a good person first. That's the other part of it.
I guess that's the whole question. What is a human person?
Okay.
Are we angels or are we not? And I think it's so right before our eyes that we don't see it. And I personally believe that this is a tactic of the enemy. Think of the ways that he imprisons us in this world. We focus a lot on the spiritual warfare because it's our immortal soul in the end that matters.
Yeah.
But it's through our flesh, our body, our senses, St. Thomas. It's through all these things that God is part of that. We never leave this. And so he attacks us what? From the area of the spirit, of course. He attacks us on the level of our health. People can't do things when they're just full of junk or society is pushing it on people and deceiving people to eat stuff, and then they have the consequences. And then also, you know, just an economic freedom. How many people I've met, probably between both of us, so many who say, yeah, I would love to do this, but like they just kind of live purposeless lives. And so they're afraid to take risks. They're afraid to do something great for God because it doesn't fit the conventional conveyor belt mold that most of us have been raised in. That, you know, you go through society so you can what? Get good grades and get a good job. Get a good job so you get a good salary. Get a good salary so you can get a house, and get, you know, you're getting married so you can put your kids through the same cycle. Well, what separates us from the rest of the world? It's like God expects us to provide, but that's a very Soviet style of thinking. It's very, you know, kind of just usefulness or utilitarian in that sense, versus Christians. From the beginning, we never really thought like the world. You know, it was how do we be creative in penetrating the world? So many people are like, hey, I'm just glad I can put food on the table. Like, God expects you to put food on the table. But don't you think that if you follow what God wants and it's, you know, and maybe it's different than what you're doing, that he's going to provide for you along the way and he's actually requiring faith? People say that's crazy. I say it's actually a step of faith. You have to use the virtues of prudence, of course, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom and counsel. But that's the whole point. All of this forces us to really enter into this life in a way we never have. And when we do, we unleash the Holy Spirit that God wants to use in us and through us.
888-318-7884, the number. Dr. Peter Howard, our guest. We're talking about spiritual resources for heroic family life. Dwayne from New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on 690 AM there, unfortunately just dropped, but I'm going to share Dwayne's question with you. Can you recommend some resources for parents who are distracted from leading their families in the best way possible?
I think the best resources are just simple decisions that we can make when it comes to simplify your life. Go through your day and see what has to be done, and then beyond that, what time you have.
Because a lot of the times
we just don't detach ourselves from the busyness of the world. I think just simplifying our life, yeah. makes a big difference.
I think
I asked people, so I can't do this, I can't do that. And I say, well, show me your schedule and I'll tell you what you really believe and what your priorities are.
I think I'm starting to get it because that at the root of this, there is this sense of a very wholesome, healthy Christian sense of being in the world but not of the world, of being willing to say, I know the whole world is competing for, you know, this job. The whole world is competing for this spot in a college. The whole world is running and scrambling and has to watch this television show, and somehow you're out of it. I'm going to step away from that and focus on being holy, healthy, and free as a family. I'm looking for your affirmation. Oh, I can't. We got to get the sound.
I heard the music, so I wasn't sure.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more.
You have my affirmation.
Okay, thank you. That's what I needed, was some affirmation from you. 888-318-7884, the number. Dr. Peter Howard is our guest. Spiritual resources for heroic family life. Right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
We're ready and waiting for your call today on Catholic Answers Live.
It might be said that anti-Catholic notions of the Church's history are the original fake news. With all the misinformation being spread, where does one look for the truth? In The Real Story of Catholic History, Professor Steve Weidenkopf gives you the facts on over 50 of the most common misconceptions about Catholic history and shows how to answer them simply and powerfully. Whether it's to answer claims about Catholicism's supposedly pagan origins, old myths about the Inquisition that never seemed to go away, or more modern errors that anti-Catholics put forth, The Real Story of Catholic History is an essential resource for every Catholic's bookshelf. Order your copy of The Real Story of Catholic History today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
As the legend goes, the Protestant Reformation began when Martin Luther nailed a list of his grievances with the Catholic Church to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany. But do you know the whole story? In Catholic Answers' brand new documentary, The Protestant Revolution, you will hear from top apologists Tim Staples, Jimmy Akin, Carla Broussard, Trent Horn, and Steve Weidenkopf as they expose the errors of Martin Luther and of the other so-called reformers. This DVD will give you a clearer understanding of our Protestant brothers and sisters, and you will be better equipped to engage them about what separates us and about what unites us. Order your copy of The Protestant Revolution today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting shop.catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Most men will do almost anything to avoid deep theological discussions. Well, you don't need a doctorate in theology to listen to and enjoy the Catholic Cafe. Join me, Deacon Jeff Drzymski, along with my trusty sidekick, Tom Dorian, as we try and make manly sense out of living the Catholic faith.
The Catholic Cafe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 5 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Live truth, live Catholic.
Welcome back. Don't forget that May is coming to an end, and with May, we end the great big giant summer sale where everything at shop.catholic.com is 15% off. You just use the promo code SPRING18 at checkout. You get 15% off on any purchase you make. Every book, CD, DVD, ebook, tract, and MP3 is on sale right now. Go to shop.catholic.com. Use the promo code SPRING18 at checkout before the end of May. Midnight at the end of May, it's all over and it goes away. Everything's back up to full price. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour is Dr. Peter Howard. Dr. Howard is a theologian. He's the founder of Heroic Families, and he's the author of The Woman, The Mystery of Mary as Mediatrix in the Teaching of Fulton J. Sheen. I'm not exactly sure what went out well before we went to the break, because we were having a little bit of a technical problem there, Dr. Howard. But I was making the point that you are a good. It seems to me that an underlying theme of what you're saying is that people do need to make hard choices in order to be able to access the spiritual gifts that, God has in store for them in the church, have to make hard choices of things to let go of, things to stop doing, to be, that is, more disconnected from the world.
Absolutely. You know, I think a great example that that illustrates this point is something, a movie that most people have probably seen by now, and that is The Greatest Showman. That movie hit so many chords with people because it's a fantastic story that they, you know, that they had on the life of P.T. Barnum, and of course it's a Hollywood version, but the themes there, the lyrics of the of the songs, just hit home. People wanting to break free, they feel like a zombie in a cage. You know, they're happy to live in the kind of the cage that they have, and they want to step to the other side, but they're afraid. And I think that it's making that first heroic choice to say, I'm going to have faith and I'm going to trust in God to lead me, because this is the passion He's put on my heart, and I'm going to lead my family. And that actually unites families more than anything else, is having a common mission that people are supporting, because that translates into how your kids live as well.
888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. We go now to Joel, also in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Catholic Community Radio. Joel, you are on with Dr. Peter Howard. Your question, please.
Hello. Yes, so getting back to the discussion about eating healthy, a two-part question. So are we as a Western society being bad stewards of the bodies that God has given us by not eating healthy? And taking that a step further, is there a moral obligation to both eat healthy and exercise so we can be in top shape for evangelization and just living out a faithful life?
That's a great question, Joel. And I would say it's complex. That's the easy way to answer it. But first and foremost, we do have a moral obligation to take care of ourselves. We are stewards of everything that God's given us, including the gift of life. Like I was mentioning earlier, when I'm not taking care of myself, and if I'm shortening my life, well, I may say it's not a big deal for me. Well, God made us in communion with others, beginning with my spouse, my children. It also shortens my clock to be able to, you know, for Catholics to say, hey, it's all about suffering. I say, you know what? Well, then you've got greater health and strength to suffer more. You know, if that's what you want to focus everything on, you know, we have enough suffering that comes. And I think good health helps us to manage that even more and be stronger for it. But I do think we have a moral obligation to these things. Whether or not, like, oh, going to Chick-fil-A is a sin, I wouldn't go that far. I think that we have to be conscious of what we are putting into our bodies. I think that's a big thing. We need to be conscious of what we're actually doing to ourselves. And people are waking up. And unfortunately, but Catholics are kind of slow in the response. And often they see, oh, if all this return to nature, it's all new age. And that's because we failed, I think, to claim it from the beginning, and now we've got to take it back.
Does that get to your question, Joel?
Yes, definitely. I have just noticed in myself that when I'm eating the right foods and what I can handle, I have more energy to be kinder at work and, you know, read more about the faith, et cetera. So just wanted to see how strong of that impetus was.
Well, just as a follow-up, too, because I made a two-part question on that, is from a family perspective, watch what it does to your children, whether you have children or you will in the future. But just using your own example, too, when you cut things out like sugar as well, I mean, you're cutting a lot of things that's actually going to stabilize your body. I mean, sugar is the number one feeder of cancers. And it's just, you know, it excites a lot of negative things in our body. So just cutting things out, even though it's a hard process, it's like an automobile. When you put it together right, it actually runs better. And people, they don't believe that until they experience it. And I think that's one of our obligations, too, is to encourage people in charity, but to say, hey, look, you know, we do have a responsibility. I say, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So why don't you take good care of it? For God's sake, if not yours.
Okay, Joel?
Yes, I like that a lot. Thank you.
And you're in New Orleans, Joel?
So I'm in Pascagoula, Mississippi, but New Orleans is the radio station I'm listening to.
I was going to say it's not easy to eat right in New Orleans. It's not easy to eat moderately.
Definitely.
It's really junk food.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doctor. Dr. Howard.
Also, I think just to make a clarification there, because we can get really scrupulous about this, and I come across people who are like so scrupulous where if it's got the slightest thing of this, it's like, no. I'm like, we just have to be smart. And I think the biggest problem that we have is that we just haven't known what we were eating. Now people are waking up and they're saying, well, how do we then translate that into a good, wholesome diet? I mean, sometimes the Mediterranean diet, they say, is the best, and that's got a little bit of everything, including wine. And so, we can't get over scrupulous, but we got to be smart in how we eat.
It's Joel, thanks for the call very much. It strikes me, too, that part of what you are getting at is that we are a culture of extremes. You know, like people get involved in sports and then they're extreme about their sports or their job. And in our eating and all these things as well, that there's a way to live life more moderately, more peacefully, more detached from the things of this world. And that is actually a much happier, healthier life.
Absolutely. It's like everything in moderation, and then it's also having the right things. So
yeah,
it's kind of an exciting moment, though, because people are waking up and they're noticing a difference, because sometimes the answer for our children who are hyper is not to put them on psychotropic drugs or something like that. It's maybe just change their diet and also unplug them from screens, because they already know as a fact that is literally rewiring the brains of children, that they can't even function a certain way anymore, so that they're really dangerous in that respect.
Can you give me kind of a breakdown, just in your view, Dr. Howard? Our guest is Dr. Peter Howard, a theologian and author and the founder of HeroicFamilies.com. Can you give me a sense of how a day for a family that has decided, look, we're not a family of this world. We know that Jesus is the Lord. We don't need to be attached to this world. We can be detached. And so it's perfectly fine to have a job and have savings and all that, because you got to do that. But that not to be caught up in the world. What are the things that, to your mind, in a practical way, are different in this family's life? I mean, in the allocation of time and just how that family lives. I'd like to get a kind of concrete image of what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, obviously, it's going to be expressed uniquely in every family. But I think it's sort of like a solar system. All the planets revolve around the sun, and they depend on the sun for everything. And it's a matter of, if they're thrown off a little bit, they put themselves in danger of other things. And I think that that's kind of what a family life is like as well. The Christian life is, when we look at our day, do we begin and end the day with our Lord? If he's the Alpha and the Omega, is he that of every day? And it could be something simple, teaching our kids how to begin every morning with adoration. I think that's a universal practice that would benefit every family. Teaching your children to wake up and say the prayer of Fatima that the angel taught the children: my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. Great, you just started your family on the right path. Having a family rosary, I believe, is essential for Catholic families, not just because it's me. Our Blessed Mother has asked for it repeatedly. The Church has endorsed it more than any other prayer outside the Mass. Family meals is a big one. I mean, some of these may sound so simple, but how many families actually do it? And I noticed for my own family, we have to fight for these things because life is busy. We have five children, and they're here, there, and everywhere. And we're like, how do we simplify our family so that our kids have a connection to the world, but their castle is fortified at home? And using that castle analogy, you have to fight for it every day, because to pretend like, we're not attacked, every second that we're together, at least our family, we experience it all the time. And the more we talk with others, they're like, yes, we're not the only ones. Like, the devil is trying so hard to destroy us. So I just think having some balance and then having some time each day where you're outside, get outside and just connect with nature in some sort, just clear your head, but do something. These are little things that you can schedule in as a family.
It's, that last one strikes me because isn't it the case that in the modern world, we can be so disconnected from nature, and God gave us nature in order to have access to him. It's one of the many ways we have access to him, to find him in nature. And the scriptures that, doesn't hide that at all. That's in the Psalms in particular. And so one of the qualities is of a modern life is you might commute to work alone in your car in an air-conditioned and heated environment. You come home to your house and you're cut off from nature. And even our exercise is often done in gyms and all that. It's fine. I'm not, but it's just this idea that how can you be fully human and live a truly human life cut off from the natural surrounding that God put you in?
Yeah, exactly. I think the big blessing of nature is tied into one of the biggest things that we're losing today, and that is this sense of wonder. And, you know, earlier when we had video, I had a picture behind me of G.K. Chesterton. There's a new academy here that I've been helping out and teaching in Peoria, Illinois. And G.K. Chesterton talked so much about the importance of wonder. Today, we have a million and one things to distract us from that. It's an artificial world, and it's an artificial wonder. It's technological. It's very scientific. Wonder makes us ask the deeper questions. Wonder makes us think about why does the sun rise and why does it set? And what does that mean for God? Does he ever get bored? You know, G.K. Chesterton would say, what a beautiful thing that God does this every day. He has a strength and a power to overcome monotony for our sake. And when we go out into nature, this is exactly what it does. It points us, first and foremost, really, to the existence of God. He's written everywhere. And so right there's one of the biggest blessings. So I can go on and on about that. But I think regaining the sense of wonder, like Bishop James Conley wrote a beautiful article on that a couple of weeks ago, will go very, very far in our families and even reclaim the imagination of our children.
Where did Bishop Conley write this?
It's for, I believe, his diocesan journal.
All right.
He's the Lincoln Diocese.
Okay.
And so just Google it and just put in like Bishop Conley wonder, regaining wonder, and it'll pop right up. It was a couple weeks ago, and it was all in the context of, you know, his being influenced by John Sr. as a young man.
Spiritual resources for heroic family life is our topic this hour. 888-31-TRUTH is our number. That's 888-318-7884. Dr. Peter Howard is our guest. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with your calls for Dr. Howard right after this on Catholic Answers Live. Hi, this is Cy Kellett. It's easier than you may think to have a Catholic Answers speaker at your conference or parish event. We've got the speakers fired up, and knowledgeable Catholic Answers speakers have their bags packed and are ready to come see you. Go to CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com to find out just how easy it is to have a Catholic Answers speaker at your next event. That's CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com. Carlo, get your feet off my suitcase.
Do you subscribe to Catholic Answers magazine? We hope, but if not, right now we've got a deal that you're going to love. We've reduced the price and thrown in a free digital subscription when you subscribe. That's right. Subscriptions to Catholic Answers magazine just got cheaper, $10 less on one-year subscriptions and $20 less on two-year subscriptions. And right now, when you purchase a subscription, you get a subscription to the digital edition added to your order for free. With a deal like that, it's the perfect gift for friends, family members, seminarians, your priest, even yourself. When you get right down to it, what other gift has the potential to touch hearts and reap eternal rewards? Log on today to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com and sign up yourself, your friends, and your family for a magazine that is bound to make a difference in their lives and the lives of those they meet. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine from Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Pope Francis reminds us that it does not take a specialized degree in theology to become a great evangelist. We're all called to evangelize. Think about the woman at the well. After she encountered Jesus, she immediately went into the city and invited others to meet him as she had. You and I can go out now and do the same. And St. Paul Street Evangelization can help. Get involved today by contacting us at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Spiritual resources for heroic family life is our topic this hour. Our guest, Dr. Peter Howard, is a theologian and in particular, a Mariologist. And if you don't know what that is, Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Mariology is the study of who she is and what her significance is in the history of the world and in salvation history. His book is The Woman, The Mystery of Mary as Mediatrix in the Teaching of Fulton J. Sheen. There's a couple of people that are good to know, Fulton Sheen and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Those are good people to know. YouTube, James on YouTube, wrote the following. I just wanted to share it with you because we have not said much about the Eucharist in this hour in the health of the family. And he said, for me, when I take the Eucharist, I turn away from the things I ought to easier. So it's easier for him to turn away from, I think what he's saying is sins or things that he should be avoiding. I feel more compelled to do things I should rather than not. In this idea of we're discussing these spiritual resources for heroic families, and the world does call from heroism from mothers and fathers and children today in order to live a fully Christian life. Can you place the Eucharist among those gifts for us, Dr. Howard?
Sure. Well, the Eucharist is, using that analogy of the solar system, it is the sun around which our entire Christian life revolves. And not only that, I think it's beautiful because it's the full Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the incarnation that we receive sacramentally. Even when we're talking about health, it's interesting because the derivation of that word is really where we get the word healing, and healing comes from has the original meaning of being whole, wholeness. Well, Jesus, who's wholly present in the Eucharist, comes to us to really make our whole person come alive. From the point of the Mass, where we unite our sufferings with Him, we receive Him, we share our family bond, and then what? We actually then go out into the world. He gives us the health, the holiness, and the freedom to be able to go out into the world. So ultimately, what we find in nature points to the Eucharist, and the Eucharist reveals for us the fullness of what God wishes to give us through all of His creation.
And there we have the three H's of Christian life then, holiness, health, and wholeness. I know wholeness is not spelled with an H, but it sounds like an H. But this, I honestly think in our world more and more, it is like, you'll see these movies where it'll be like a person downloaded himself into a computer. And the underlying assumption there is that himself is something other than his body that could be downloaded into a computer. It's a weird kind of mysticism that the modern world has. And Christianity is an antidote to that, in that idea of wholeness. You are not a spirit that can just be downloaded into a computer. That's not you. For technical reasons, obviously, it can't be done. But there's not an essential you that's like just rattling around in a body. You are body and soul. That's you. And it's always going to be the case.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy that the trends today, because the big one now is the talk of transhumanism.
Yeah.
To basically be plugged into some consciousness through computers and all of that, where we unite ours to theirs and at the same time contribute to a universal consciousness. And yet we combine then our human nature with robotics so that we can live forever or know everything. Doesn't that sound a lot like the whole temptation of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, science?
Right.
If you do that without God, which is what Lucifer's agenda is, this is exactly what comes from that. And so Yeah, it's a very serious issue, I think, that we should reflect more on.
Yeah, there's a whole person. You are a whole person, and that whole person is loved by God. I think one of the consequences of when we overly spiritualize what it is to be a human being, or we exclusively spiritualize it, is we stop believing that God loves us entirely. God doesn't love my soul and is kind of tolerating my body, or my mind, or that's not the case. God loves the whole of me, and so the whole of me is a big deal.
Yes, that's exactly what's at the heart of John Paul II's theology of the body. He says we've got this whole notion of human sexuality so twisted up that we're discarding it in a trash can. You know, to use an analogy that Christopher West would often use, you know, this is his territory. But at the heart of this is the very fact that God's image is stamped into our very bodies as male and female. And so who we are and what we portray, even beauty, people say, oh, you could take anything to an extreme, which is what the devil does. You can become a narcissist. You can become all these things. But beauty is something that God, you know, he desires. You know, we do it in our actions and to the extent with virtues like modesty and things, we veil beauty as well, pointing to the mystery. But this whole notion of our bodies in John Paul II, I think, is really part of this message, because if we get this distorted, then we actually have a distorted understanding of who God is, because he is revealed in and through our bodies.
And thus the idea that this idea that you have on heroicfamilies.com, this idea of being holy, healthy, and free. I wonder what you mean by free, though. And I'm don't worry, callers, I will go back to you. But we haven't touched too much on free. And although a little bit you did when you talked about, you know, being dependent on things. Like, I have heard there are people who are just miserable in the morning until they get their first Diet Coke. I haven't met that person, but well, sometimes that person is me. Okay, so you're talking about freedom from our dependencies, but also there's a kind of freedom that comes in living a spiritual and moral life. Freedom from the obvious one in our society is pornography. It's just everywhere, and it's overwhelming, and it's hurting people. Am I in the ballpark of what you mean by in addition to being holy and healthy, being free as a family?
Sure, all those things apply. The one element that I like to emphasize with my wife when we're speaking to families is one where it might be the more sensitive, because we see how pornography, all those things, those are all ways that it's attacking this one issue, and that is fulfilling the very purpose for which we were created. Every one of us, you know, you, Si, myself, everyone, all of us have an unrepeatable purpose on earth. And the devil's greatest tactic is to do everything he can to keep us off of that trail. And in other words, put us on a life of safety rather than keeping us from the heroic Christian life by our very baptism, which is a life of significance. I remember listening to a man who works for Gallup, and they have the most data points of anything on the planet, the measuring people. And the short thing was this: one out of every five people in the world, only one, is living life with a sense of purpose. That means people are starving for it. And freedom is having the courage, the faith, the trust, the risk to say, Lord, I'm going to find out what passion you have for me, and you're going to put it on my heart, and I'm going to pursue it, and I'm going to entrust it to you and do it. That's when you begin your path to freedom.
But that might be uncomfortable. Are you saying God might want me to do things that are outside my comfort zone?
Well, this might be the biggest one outside of the comfort zone for many, because, you know, we can do penance, we can do fasting, and all those things, but to risk things when it comes to living a life more of the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread, but at the same time, aiming high. I mean, God wants us to succeed, like I said, the parable of talents. So I think that this is one of the biggest things that the devil is keeping as his biggest thought on families today.
Oh, well, and we will have to leave it there. We are all out of time. Dr. Peter Howard has been our guest. Find out all about his work at heroicfamilies.com. Tomorrow, two big, giant hours of open forum. We'll see you then, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.